Welcome back. It's been very interesting in the studio these moments. We've been having a very wonderful time with the Holy Spirit, and especially with this Bible teacher by my side. Okay, I've learned so much about the first resurrection today. I hope you have also. But some questions are still coming up. Firstly, sir, let's talk about the body. Now imagine, okay, Matthew 27.
Yes.
The Old Testament saints, the first category of resurrection unto life.
Yes.
Let's use Father Abraham as an example.
Yes.
No, since, you know, almost 2,000 years before Christ, almost. And then here is he, rising up.
Yes.
So I want you to talk about the body. How is it going to look? With what body will it come up?
It's in the Bible.
Will it be looking like an old, old man like you, or will it be looking like
a youth? Do you know how Apostle Paul described you asking this question?
How did he describe this?
Okay, go to 1 Corinthians chapter 15. See how he described you.
1 Corinthians 15, verse
1. 1 Corinthians chapter... Sorry. 1 Corinthians chapter 15, verse 35.
Okay, 1 Corinthians 15, 35. Mm-hmm. But some man will say...
But some Olumide will say...
How are the dead raised up?
How are they going to be raised up?
That's my question. And with what body do they come?
And that's your question.
Yes, sir.
Oh, yeah, hear the answer.
Verse 36.
Yes.
Okay. Thou fool.
What did Apostle Paul say?
Thou fool.
Okay, let me know. Thou fool.
That which thou sowest is not quickened, except it die.
It die.
Okay. And that which thou sowest not that body that shall be, but bare grain. It may chance of wheat or some other grain.
But see,
God giveth it a body as it has pleased him, and to every seed his own body. All flesh is not the same flesh, but there's one kind of flesh of men.
So if you read it on, you know, and then he now went on and verse 42.
Verse 42.
Yes.
So also is the resurrection of the dead.
So he's explaining your answer now. Yes.
It is sown in corruption.
When he died, it all rotten.
Yes, sir. That's the point.
It rots. Decays. But...
It is raised in incorruption.
Incorruption.
It is sown in dishonor.
Dishonor, smelling.
It is raised in glory.
In glory.
It is sown in weakness.
Very weak.
It is raised in power.
In power.
It is sown in natural body.
If we go in there, in natural body.
It is raised a spiritual body.
So when it raises up, you are raising up like the body of
angel.
There's
a natural body and there's a spiritual body.
Thank you very much.
So it's not going to be like the old man. If Pastor Alu will die before the rapture.
Yes.
If he dies before the rapture.
You don't expect to see Gorimakwa like this.
Okay.
Don't see bald head like this.
So you are going to come up with angelic
glory.
Body.
He said glory. Beautiful. Do you know what it means? Glorious body.
Sir, can you show us some other places in the scriptures that speak of this body, this type of body?
Which type of body?
This angelic body you are talking of. Other scriptures that point to it to add to... The body you are talking of, this angelic body.
Yes.
I mean, can you show us some other scriptures? The body of Jesus.
That resurrected.
Okay.
It was an angelic body.
Okay, he was passing through the wall. It was appear and disappear.
Appear and disappear. All those Old Testament saints that resurrected, he said they were appearing to people. Appearing to people.
Is this the mansion that he said I go to prepare for you? Is that,
that
the body?
Is exactly your spiritual house, your spiritual
That's
body.
That's why I want to understand.
In 2 Corinthians. Chapter 5.
Chapter 5.
Yes.
Okay.
From verse 1.
Okay, let me read it for the sake of emphasis. 2 Corinthians 5:1.
Yes.
Okay. For we know that if our earthly house of this tabernacle were dissolved, we have a building of God, an house not made with hands, eternal in the heavens. Mm-hmm. Should I go on, sir?
Do you know to start with?
Yes, sir.
This body is made of earth. And because it is made of earth, it is hooked to the earth. That's why you cannot jump, you will come down.
Yes, sir. Gravity will pull you down.
But the body you are resurrecting with,
hallelujah,
is a heavenly body. A
spiritual body.
Known as a spiritual body.
Okay.
That defies the gravity. Because it's not spiritual realm.
Amen.
That is why he says, verse 45 of 1 Corinthians chapter 15.
And so it is written, the first man, Adam, was made a living soul. The last Adam was made a quickening spirit. Howbeit, that was not first which is spiritual, but that which is natural.
Yes.
And afterward, that which is spiritual.
So that is why we have the natural body first. The letter will not take the spiritual body. Yes, the next verse.
The first man is of the earth.
He is an earth-bound person.
The second man is the Lord from heaven.
He's the Lord from Heaven, the next verse.
As is the earthy, such are they also that are earthy.
Uh-huh.
And as is the heavenly, such are they also that are heavenly.
Now, but remember that you have to have the quickening spirit. You have that is why you must be born again.
Amen.
By the Spirit of Christ. Mm. That is what entitles you to the heavenly body.
Amen.
Through the rapture. Okay, verse 49.
As we have borne the image of the earthy,
uh-huh.
we shall also bear the image of the heavenly.
That is the image of Christ.
Hallelujah.
Which is a spiritual body.
Mm.
Uh-huh.
Now, this I say, brethren.
Can you see now?
That flesh and blood cannot inherit the
kingdom
of God.
Cannot inherit the kingdom of God.
Neither doth corruption inherit incorruption.
Thank you.
Mm. Hallelujah.
But, go read on.
Behold, I show you a mystery.
It's mysterious.
We shall not all sleep.
Yes.
But we shall all be changed.
We shall all be changed. I'm answering your question.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. In a moment.
I'm not even the one answering. It's Apostle Paul answering your question. Thou fool.
In a moment. In the twinkling of an eye.
Yes.
At the last trump.
You see?
For the trumpet shall sound,
uh-huh.
and the dead shall be raised incorruptible.
Incorruptible.
And we shall be changed.
And we shall be changed.
For this corruptible must
this
put
body
on
that we have now must put on
incorruption. And this mortal immortality must put on immortality.
Must put on immortality. No end, no age. Mm. You will say, I am so years old.
Hallelujah. Uh-huh. So when this corruptible shall have put on incorruption,
uh-huh.
and this mortal shall have put on
immortality,
then shall be brought to pass the saying that is written, death is swallowed up.
Why will I not do everything?
Hallelujah.
To go in the rapture.
Wow.
Why will I not do everything to go in the rapture? Let's finish. Apostle Paul got so excited from verse 55.
From verse 55. Oh, death, where is thy sting?
Uh-huh.
Oh, grave, where is thy victory?
You think you can hold us under the grave?
The sting of death is sin,
uh-huh.
and the strength of sin is the law.
Uh-huh.
But thanks be to God,
uh-huh.
which giveth us the victory.
Through who?
Through our Lord Jesus Christ.
You see why you must give your life to Christ?
Amen.
Therefore,
my beloved brethren,
uh-huh.
be ye steadfast,
see?
Unmovable,
uh-huh.
always abounding in the work of the Lord.
Uh-huh.
For as much as ye know that your labor is not in vain.
It's not in vain. It's not in vain.
An incorruptible body, a body raised in glory, a body raised in power,
yes.
a spiritual body.
Yes.
But sir, talking about the, you know, we have two resurrections. You've established that today.
Yeah.
Now, the resurrection unto damnation. I want to really know, sir, because, you know, out of curiosity, by God's grace, I know I'll not be there. With what kind of body will they also come up? Since they themselves are also raising up from the dead.
The only reason. Okay, let me tell you. The type of bodies that will come out of the grave is the same type of body Lazarus came out of the grave.
Mm. Okay.
That body can die again.
Okay. So it is at what stage or what point they died? That's at the same point they will raise up again.
No, the same point they will raise up.
If a man died at the age of 40,
you will rise up at that age. Yes.
And the body can still feel.
Because the body in the grave, there is not going to grow now.
Mm. Amen.
So that is why it will die again. You call it the second death.
Second death.
You died before.
Amen.
Now you are going to die again the second time.
Mm.
You've suffered before in hell. Now you are dying again this time in the lake of fire.
Mm. Wow. So I don't know whether it's appropriate to bring up this now.
Yes.
Because talking of resurrection, people might be thinking, is hell really eternal? No.
No.
Please, sir, clarify us on that.
When you say hell,
yes, sir,
is eternal. There is anything that is eternal has eternal life.
Okay.
A life that has no beginning and has no end.
Okay, is hell everlasting?
Now, everlasting means long.
Okay.
That's the meaning of everlasting. So, lasting for long.
So there's a difference between eternal
to everlasting. That is from long period of time.
Ages
that's the meaning
ages.
Of that's meaning of everlasting.
Okay, so there's
now,
a difference.
There's a difference between everlasting and eternal. Yes.
Okay.
Eternal has no end. Everlasting has an end.
Mm. So hell has an end.
Yes.
So when the Bible is
because
speaking
because it was created.
So when the Bible speaks of everlasting hell, the Bible is actually correct speaking of.
Because eventually it has served its purpose and it will not be needed again.
Okay.
So it ends.
Okay, but hell is not eternal. That's
no,
the fact.
No, hell cannot be eternal.
So
no.
That sinner that rises up again and is thrown into hell.
Yes.
over time is going to cease existing.
Of course, the fire. That's why it is the lake of fire. Hmm. What does fire do? It consumes, total consumes, and inhales. You look for it, you won't see it again. That's what the fire was created for.
Okay.
It's a cleansing process.
Praise God. Okay, sir, another question. When you are, busy combing all these scriptures, I got lost. I could not follow at the speed of revelation that you are flying in. So I said, let me ask you again. Because you've made it clear that for we the Gentiles,
yes,
the second phase of the first resurrection is what we are waiting for now.
Yes.
And after that, no, if you don't make it, no resurrection for you again.
At all.
Okay. So I wanted to know, when I saw what the Bible says in verse 4 of Revelation 20,
yes,
and I saw thrones, and they sat upon them, and judgment was given unto them, and I saw the souls of them that were bearded for the witness of Jesus.
Yes.
Bearded for the witness of Jesus.
Yes.
And for the word of God.
Yes.
And which had not worshipped the beast, neither his image, neither had received his mark upon their foreheads or in their right hands, and they lived and reigned with Christ 1,000 years.
Yes.
So, sir, isn't there a resurrection here? Or
no.
Am I seeing men as trees?
I want you to note that if you notice, I saw thrones, they that sat upon it was given. They said, and I saw the souls.
Amen.
Of them that were beheaded. So that means they were killed.
Yes, sir.
Now, if you are seeing them now ruling and having thrones in the millennium, it means they're resurrected.
Yes, sir.
Now, so these are the martyrs.
Okay.
After what Christians went through in the early church ages.
Amen.
And for the word of God. These are also the Jews, just because they are Jews.
Okay.
Now you are taking that to Hitler.
Okay.
The only offense they had was because they were Jews.
Okay.
So here we now understand that they will be among those that will resurrect.
Okay.
If they don't resurrect, then they cannot be.
So are they resurrecting with us?
Certainly. That's the first resurrection. Certainly.
So they resurrect with the New Testament saints.
They would resurrect. That is why you see them here ruling for 1,000 years.
Okay. Not that the resurrection is coming up, at a special time. They're resurrecting together with the church age saints.
No. They are resurrecting with us.
Okay. That was why I got confused.
They are resurrecting with us.
Okay.
And which had not worshipped the beast. Now, this one here is not resurrection.
Amen.
Because resurrection has done gone before the beast and the Antichrist starts his own.
Okay.
Therefore, there are Jews, living elements of Jews, that will be in the millennium.
Hallelujah.
Who refuse to bow before the Antichrist. That will be their reward.
So, but this teachings about the Antichrist killing a lot of people during the tribulation, who killing a lot of people because of their faith in God. How do we place that?
Because they refuse. Remember that it is tribulation.
Yes, sir.
But before he gets the believers, in Revelation chapter 12.
Amen.
That before you get the Jews that we believe.
Okay, verse 13.
That will reject him.
Okay.
And when the dragon saw that he was cast into the earth, he persecuted his persecutor. Persecution. Persecuted the woman which brought forth the man child. And see the solution. And to the woman we are given what?
Two wings of a great eagle. Wow.
That is the two wings there.
Two prophets.
The two prophets. The Amen. Eagle there is the prophetic anointing.
Amen.
The two wings are speaking of the two prophets.
Hallelujah.
And that is the two prophets that you see in Revelation chapter 11. Mm-hmm. That she might fly into the wilderness.
Amen.
Into her place where she is nourished for three and a half years.
Yes, sir.
So during the tribulation period, those who will refuse to accept and worship him, they already know what to do.
Okay.
That they will escape. Remember that Prophet Jesus in Matthew chapter 24,
hallelujah,
told those disciples.
And you see Jerusalem.
And when that persecution came to Jerusalem, none of the disciples was killed.
Hallelujah.
None was affected because they had the message of the hour.
Okay, that's why verse 16 says, and the earth helped the woman.
Yes.
And the earth opened her mouth
exactly.
And swallowed up the flood.
Thank you.
Which the dragon cast out of his mouth.
Yes. So they were saved. So they are the ones that will now reign. That category that you see, the third category in Revelation chapter 20, verse 4.
So they're not going to be killed. So the teaching about the Antichrist killing godly people in the tribulation.
The tribulation is difficulty. Now, the difficulty that the Jews will face.
Okay.
Remember that the political Jew, we agree with him.
Amen. That's true.
Uh-huh. So, but before he starts to kill God's own elect.
That's made the way of escape.
Yes, that these are the ones that rejected him. Right from immediately he came in there. Because those prophets begin to prophesy, immediately the Antichrist appears.
Hallelujah.
And there will be followers. One of among them is the 144,000 from every tribe, going and preaching the everlasting gospel and exposing what is going on there. Those who will believe. By the time he now forces them to take that mark, they are gone already.
Amen.
They have escaped.
Amen.
So they are the ones. That is the category you see there. The rest, they are, why would they persecute them? They are like the foolish virgins.
But their persecution does not guarantee any salvation.
No, it does not guarantee any salvation.
Wow. So indeed, all we should be looking for is the rapture.
Yes.
Especially we Gentiles.
That's all.
After the rapture, nothing for us again. After this resurrection,
nothing, rapture, nothing for us again. You either part of it or wait 1,000 years under the grave.
Okay. Let me ask you a question, sir. I'm someone. I'm somebody.
Yes.
I go to church.
Yes.
In fact, I am in this entire message. In fact, I come to Bride Assembly Church.
Yes.
Am I guaranteed that I'll be in the rapture and the resurrection?
The only guarantee is Romans 8:11.
Romans 8:11. Let me read it again. It's going to be very
because
very
Christ funny. Is coming for his own.
Hallelujah.
Okay, let's start it this way.
Yes, sir.
Christ is coming for his own.
Amen.
Now Romans chapter 8, verse 9. What does it
say? Okay, verse 9. But ye are not in the flesh, but in the spirit.
Yes.
If so be that the spirit of God dwell in you.
Dwell in you.
Now, if any man have not the spirit of Christ,
yes,
he is none of his.
If you don't have the spirit of Christ, he's none of his. Then, verse 11.
But if the spirit of him that raised up Jesus from the dead dwell in you, he that raised up Christ from the dead shall also quicken your mortal bodies by his spirit that dwelleth in you.
So what is the guarantee? Is that you have the Holy Ghost.
So the Holy Ghost is
now,
everything.
Now, Colossians chapter 1 and verse 27.
Colossians 1, 27.
Yes.
To whom God would make known what is the riches of the glory of this mystery among the Gentiles, which is Christ in you, the hope of glory.
What is the hope of glory?
Christ in you.
And Christ in you. Christ in you.
Yes, sir.
It's the baptism of the Holy Ghost. Read 1 Corinthians chapter 12, verse 13.
1 Corinthians 12:13.
Yes.
Okay. For by one spirit are we all baptized into one body, whether we be Jews or Gentiles, whether we be bond or free.
By
one spirit
are we baptized. Now, so that you will understand why Christ in John chapter 3 and verse 5. Now, take note from verse 3 first.
Okay, John 3:3. Jesus answered and said unto him,
yes.
Verily, verily, I say unto thee,
yes.
Except a man be born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God. Nicodemus said
now,
unto him.
See the kingdom of God there is understanding.
Understand.
You see? Understanding. Okay, go ahead.
Nicodemus said unto him,
yes.
How can a man be born when he is old? Can he enter the second time into his mother's womb and be born? Jesus answered, verily, verily, I say unto thee, except a man be born of water and of the Spirit, he cannot enter into the kingdom of God.
Now, verse 3 speaks about seeing.
Yes, sir.
Verse 5 says what?
Enter.
Enter. So, you see, there is a process. You must go beyond. You must go beyond. He said, he that believeth and is baptized shall be saved. Mark 16 says so.
That's true.
You don't just believe. You must be baptized. And this baptism is water baptism for the remission of your sin, and baptism of the Holy Ghost as a seal until the day
of redemption.
Of the redemption. Mm. This is what a lot of people don't understand. Go to Romans chapter 8 again.
Romans 8.
Yes.
Yes, sir.
Now in Romans chapter 8, verse 30.
Romans 8, verse 30.
Yes.
Moreover,
yes,
whom he did predestinate.
Those that he has predestinated.
Them he also called.
When he said, come to me, all ye that labor heavy laden, and
I will give you rest.
He's talking about those who God, by foreknowledge, God have predestinated unto salvation. Yes.
And whom he called.
Now, when he called you.
Them he also justified.
He will justify you through the correct process of the remission of sins. Mm.
Uh-huh. And whom he justified.
And now, when you are justified, what does he do with
them
you?
Them he also glorified.
That is the process of glorification. And the process of glorification is the baptism of the Holy Ghost, which is what Apostle Peter was speaking in Acts chapter 2 on the day of Pentecost.
Acts 2.
Yes. Men and brethren, what shall we do?
Yes. Then verse 38.
Yes.
Then Peter said unto them,
yes,
repent.
Repent. In fact, from verse 37, what does he say?
Now,
when they heard the gospel that he preached on the day of Pentecost,
they were pricked in their hearts.
Yes.
And said unto Peter and to the rest of the apostles,
yes,
men and brethren,
yes,
what shall we do?
Uh-huh.
Then Peter said unto them, repent and be baptized, every one of you, in the name of Jesus Christ,
uh-huh,
for the remission of sins.
Uh-huh.
And ye shall
receive the gift of the Holy Ghost.
Then read on. For the promise is unto
this
you.
This promise is unto us, the gift of the Holy Ghost.
And to your children.
To your children.
And to all that are afar off, even as many as the Lord our God shall call.
That is the process of the glorification.
Mm.
When you repent, and you are baptized in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ.
Mm.
Because that is the name of the Father.
Hallelujah.
And of the Son and the Holy Ghost.
Amen.
For your sins to be remitted,
mm,
then you position yourself.
Hallelujah.
For the baptism of the Holy Ghost.
Amen.
Which is the glorification.
Amen.
And that is so important. That is God's finished work of salvation in you.
Mm.
He has finished with you. Because that is the meaning of grace.
Mm.
When you receive the Holy Ghost, Philippians 2, chapter 13.
Yes, sir.
Philippians chapter 2, verse 13.
Philippians 2, 13.
Yes.
For it is God which worketh in you.
In you. In you. By the baptism of the Holy Ghost, when he dwells in you, he works in you.
Both to will.
Both to will.
And to do of his good pleasure.
And to do of his good pleasure.
Mm.
Then you will understand why Jesus Christ, in John chapter 14, verse 26, in describing the Holy Ghost.
But the Comforter, which is the Holy Ghost,
uh-huh,
whom the Father will send in my name,
what will he do?
He shall teach you all things.
He will do what?
Teach you all things.
So you cannot miss it.
Mm. Wow.
He's a teacher.
And bring all things.
And chapter 16, verse 13.
John 16, 13.
Yes.
How be it,
yes,
when he, the Spirit of truth, is come,
uh-huh,
he will guide you into all
what
truth.
What does he do?
He guides you
because the Father is seeking for souls that will worship him where?
In spirit and in truth.
In spirit and in truth.
Mm.
You can only worship in truth if the Spirit of truth is in you.
Hallelujah.
Which is what is described in verse 13. Read it again.
How be it, when he, the Spirit of truth, is
that
come,
is the Holy Ghost,
he will, uh-huh, guide you into all truth.
Uh-huh.
For he shall not speak of
so
himself.
So that's the important thing.
Mm.
He will guide you.
Into
he
all
will
truth.
Lead you,
mm,
unto all truth. So you can't be in error.
Wow. So
that is why it is a seal. Ephesians chapter 4,
verse 30.
Mm.
Ephesians 4, 30. Ephesians. And grieve not the
correct?
Holy Spirit of God,
yes,
whereby ye are sealed unto the day of redemption.
He said what?
And grieve not
and
the
grieve
Holy Spirit
not,
of God,
uh-huh,
whereby ye are sealed unto the day of redemption.
Whereby ye are sealed unto the day of redemption. Until the day this body will change,
mm,
we are secured in him.
Hallelujah.
You can't be lost.
So the only thing a believer needs to do is
to get the Holy
get
Ghost.
The Holy Ghost or die trying.
Oh, that's all. You are finished.
Wow.
Okay. Because a lot of people are just religious.
Mm.
And they think salvation is about being good.
Yes, sir. We have so many of that today.
It's not about being good.
Mm.
Because there is self-righteousness.
Mm.
The righteousness that is acceptable before God is the righteousness that is through Christ.
Hallelujah.
By the Spirit of God.
Amen. Wow. Thank you so much. Our pastor has spoken at length today. I think it has passed a very, very clear message. Get the Holy Ghost at all costs. Give heaven no rest until he gives you the Holy Ghost. Because that's the only way you'll be in the resurrection. Mm. That's the only way you'll be in the rapture.
I must add this. You know, one thing I love about the scriptures, and I God will bless this man, William Marion Braham.
Amen.
You know, sometimes I see that if I didn't see that ministry, I don't know how my life would have been. Mm. It is only through that ministry that I find my bearing spiritually.
Wow.
No, he was a typologist. So yes, there is a way, you know, he causes us to understand the Bible. Mm. You know, you can only understand the New Testament if you understand the Old Testament. Mm. You know, so now, you know, these things are there. Let me give you an example.
All right, sir.
Jude, verse 14.
Okay. Jude. Verse 14.
No. Before Jude, Genesis chapter 5, verse 24.
Genesis 5, 24.
Yes.
Okay. All right. And Enoch walked with God, and he was not, for God took him.
So, that is the first rapture we see.
The first rapture. Hallelujah.
It's not resurrection.
Yes, sir.
This is not resurrection.
Yes, sir.
The first rapture we see in the Bible.
Amen.
Until Christ came. Mm.
Elijah.
I'm
also.
Sorry. Before Elijah, I'm sorry.
Yes, sir.
The first one was Enoch.
Yes, sir.
The second one was
Elijah.
Elijah. Mm. And people are not understanding. No explanation is given. Why would God just come and then see a man, oh, you walk with me, and then you go without going through the grave? Elijah, oh, why will a man, you know, walk? I mean, just prophesy.
Yes, sir.
And then a few chariots take you and go.
Hallelujah.
Why did he take other people? Were they the most holy people? Mm. Enoch was not the most holy person, certainly. Mm. Neither was Elijah the most holy person. Because he was thinking he was the only one. God told him we have 7,000. So
Hallelujah.
You see, there are others. Then why was he the one taken up? If you are going to understand the New Testament, then you must understand the Old Testament.
Amen and amen.
Now, you notice that in Jude, verse 14.
Okay, Jude is just one chapter. And yes. Verse 14.
Yes.
And Enoch also, the seventh from Adam, prophesied of this, saying, behold, the Lord cometh with 10,000s of his saints.
Now, take note there. Read it again.
And Enoch also, the seventh from Adam.
Can you see? There is the emphasis there. Enoch, the seventh from
Adam.
Adam. He is the seventh from Adam, and he went in the rapture.
Amen.
And who, in the seven church ages, that is speaking, that the rapture will take place in the seventh church age.
Amen and amen.
Is there hiding for you to know that we are in the age of the rapture?
Very close.
This age is the age for the rapture.
Hallelujah.
Like Enoch, the seventh righteous one, the seven righteous, seven church ages. Mm. This is the seventh one. Mm. Then what of Elijah the Tishbite? Mm. You see that in 2 Kings chapter 2, if you read it up to verse 1, and read it up to verse 11. What does verse 11 say?
Okay, verse 11.
Yes.
And it came to pass,
yes,
as they still went on and talked, that behold, there appeared a chariot of fire and horses of fire, and parted them both asunder. And Elijah went up by a whirlwind into heaven.
By a whirlwind.
Into heaven.
It was taken up.
Amen.
Elijah. Why did he say Elijah? The reason is because Elijah, behold, I send you
Elijah
the prophet. Malachi chapter 4,
amen and amen.
Verses 5 and 6.
Amen.
Before the coming of the great and dreadful day of the Lord.
Amen.
This Elijah came before the coming of the great and dreadful day of the Lord, he appeared and judgment struck.
Amen.
After Elijah left, you saw what happened with the condition of Israel. It's the same thing here you are seeing. By the time Elijah will leave, judgment will come upon the earth.
Wow.
That's what I wanted to know. And it is through the Elijah anointing he uses in that the followers, the believers of what the Elijah ministry will be doing, they are the only ones that will be saved.
Amen.
There is an anointing that we have that they will be able to withstand the Antichrist.
Amen.
And he gave his follower, Elisha, a double portion
Hallelujah.
Of that anointing. That mantle was transferred. And Elisha remained saved until his end.
Wow. You see why I refer to our pastor as Brother Issachar? He definitely knows the signs of the times. And I think you should listen to him. Though he be rude in speech, yet not in knowledge.
That's right.
I'm sure somebody might have questions. At least one person should have questions about all that's been taught today. Well, because of people like you, we've started a new program, Questions and Answers with Pastor Alu, every first and third Monday of the month.
Live.
Every first and third Monday of the month is live. You call in or you send your questions via the SMS or through WhatsApp or any means, and it will answer you live directly.
And we've just decided,
yes, sir.
I'm told, that the Bright TV has decided to be airing our
question and answer question
now.
Every Monday.
Every Monday, 7 p.m.
8 p.m.
8 p.m.
8 p.m. Every Monday.
No, every day.
Every day.
Now, every day now.
Okay, every day.
Yes.
By 7 p.m., questions exactly. and answers.
Question and answers every day.
And in case you have more questions and answers and you're not able to ask during our services on Friday, please just watch out for the first and third Monday of each month.
Exactly. That will be live.
That will be live. You can send your questions or put a call through and the pastor would answer you directly live. So whatever question you have, please keep it until our question and answer time. Lord bless you. Until we meet again, I want to leave you with this song that says, "In the Resurrection Money."
Yes.
So, on to the Resurrection Money. Shalom to the Bride of Christ. God bless you.
God bless you too.